Thank you very much, Pastor. I tell you what, I'm very impressed with Pastor's knowledge of cosmetics. He knows Mecca cosmetics. I'm very, very impressed, Pastor. Well, you don't use that, but you can certainly buy for Pastor Pauline, for Phoebe, and for your daughter-in-law, and etc. Right. God is good. God is good. Mecca not cheap. So, Pastor, brace yourself. God is good. 2020 has gone, and 2021 is here. And Pastor Stewart shared last week, very interestingly, about 2020 seeing the introduction of the Great Reset. And I Googled it and I realized that the Great Reset was to rebuild the economy following the COVID-19 pandemic. And because he likened life in 2020 to a computer, it's almost as if life in 2020 is like the computer has broken down and needed the Great Reset. Aren't we glad that the computer has got a button that gives us the Great Reset, that we can be able to go through the life in 2020, and if it is not a great year, we can actually reset the computer of life. And the good news is 2021 is here. That's great news. And if I may extend Pastor's analogy of the computer to life, I'd like to introduce you to another function on the computer, which is called the delete button. All of us like the delete button, especially when you have keyed in something that is not necessary or you didn't want, and you can actually use the button, delete button, to delete it. So today, I'd like to share that we can actually use the delete button in our lives as well. So let's ask the Lord to help us, because He's the greatest eraser. He's the greater eradicator of things of the past which are not going to help us in the present moment. And He wants to bring us into a future that has got the plan of God in your life. And we want to claim that. And we don't want what is in the past and what are memories of the past to prevent us from going into the future with that hope and that joy and that anticipation, yeah? So let's just ask the Lord for His blessings. Father, we thank You so much that You are the great gardener. And You say that You come into our garden of life and You come in and You prune and You chop, You eliminate, You take away, You groom so that we can be a beautiful bush in Your garden. Lord, we thank You that in 2021, we stand, dear Lord, in Your presence, in the mighty and merciful hands of the gardener, that we can have a clean start, that we can have a beautiful future. We give You thanks, dear Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. So my computer would tell me that if I have got too many files in my system, that I am overloaded. And that if I want to have new files and new data in my computer, I may need to delete some of the old ones. And that is usually when I do my spring cleaning. Once in a while, I'll do my spring cleaning and I put all my files into the storage. I don't know what is that thing called, the big storage.
Archive.
The archive. And I begin my spring cleaning so that those old and unnecessary files in my computer can be deleted to make space for new data and new files. Life is like that, isn't it? Sometimes life can be so overloaded with so many experiences, our brain can be filled with so many unnecessary memory files that can be ineffective in our daily life. Because we are designed to store experiences. Our brain is a God-given thing to store experiences. Because if your brain can store experiences and knowledge, you are able to repeat those experiences that are good again. So say if you go to a Thai restaurant, and I won't tell you which one is really nice. I know of one really nice ones, but I shouldn't promote it on the pulpit. If you go to a nice restaurant, a Thai restaurant, and you love the food there, what you do is your brain register, nice food, Thai, must go again. And then you repeat the experience. That's what your brain does, isn't it? Your brain would also remember those things that are not very nice, those things that hurt you, and then make you not want to repeat the same experience. So say, for example, if you go to a shop, and I won't name the shop, you go there, and then the shopkeeper overcharges you to a really high price. Then what do? Your brain register that shop, remember the face of the shopkeeper, and you would not want to go to that place again. That's really good, isn't it? Our brain can remember things like this. It is a survival skill so that you will not be exploited again. But past experience in our brain can mislead us. They don't always take you to where you want to go. So say, for example, if you have been hurt by a couple of people, maybe you think the world is really a very unwelcoming place, and then you shut yourself off. That will not be very beneficial for your relational life. See, but the brain does that. So there are memory files in our brain taking space in our mind that can sometimes hamper us or block us from enjoying the freedom and the vitality that God designs for us. Let's turn to one scripture in Galatians chapter 5, verse 1. Galatians chapter 5, verse 1. It says that it is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm then and do not let yourselves be burdened again by a yoke of slavery. I like what Jack sang this morning. He says that, he said first and then he sang. He said, Jesus is our vine and we are the branches and we need to abide in him. So we abide in him. And then what did Jack sang just now? He says, this is what freedom feels like. He says, this is what heaven sounds like. Break down every wall and see the giants fall. Exactly that. That's freedom. That's the sound of freedom. Because it is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Every wall and every giant in our lives, God wants to set us free from them. And it's such a good thing to start off in 2021, because God wants us to be free. And I think the word today just spoke to me from all the songs is the word freedom. God wants us to be free, free to blaze new trails, free to find new restaurants, free to love, to do what we ought to do. And if we can understand true freedom, then that will really change our entire life. Because freedom is the free, joyful, satisfying obedience to God. What you ought to do when you are able to have that freedom to do what you ought to do, then there is that free and joyful, satisfying obedience to God that you can understand. John 8:36, if the Son sets you free, then you are free indeed. And if you notice, our national anthem now is change, huh? Oh, very nice. Australians, oh, let us rejoice, for we are one and free. So even our national anthem wants us to be free. And I feel like today, I'd like to share with you one delete button on this computer called life that you can use that will bring you much freedom. And I entitle that delete button LG2. LG2 stands for letting go and letting God. It is to let go of emotional attachments that make us have ungodly emotions, and then to let God free us from those unhealthy emotional attachments, and then be able to restore godly emotions in us. And the reason why I share LG2 to you is because I have an experience with it. Just a few weeks ago, Dr. Low, and some of you would remember Dr. Low from Melbourne, Dr. Low the dentist, Dr. Low the pastor, and Dr. Low the friend. And he messaged me a few weeks ago, and he says, your face appeared in my prayer when I was just praying. You know, sometimes you get really scared when someone says, you know, your face appeared in their prayer. So I was really hoping that it would be a good message. So with great trepidation, I called him and I said, Dr. Low, here I am. This is the face. This is the voice that you saw in your prayer. And then he said, no, I just want to ask you, how did things go in Henry's political career? Because at that time, we were sharing with him Henry's political career, and Henry was sharing with him that you spend $20,000-$30,000. A lot of money, good investment. Anyway, he put that money into the into politics, and then we shared with Dr. Low, and Dr. Low wanted to call me to ask, did the seed money, that's so interesting, did the seed money which you put into the political arena come back to us? So it was a concern call. That was really nice. But actually the phone call went into an hour long, and in the phone call, Dr. Low shared with me the power of his ministry using the LG2 prayer. And so today I thought I'd like to share with you the LG2 prayer, because he led me over the phone in an LG2 prayer. And I think it is really good. I just sense the word today for you. And the Lord is saying to you that I'm going to set you free. And let's trust the word of the Lord that he will do exactly that. Yeah. So a few years ago, well, this is what I told Dr. Low. A few years ago, I went into full swing into private practice. So I have a counseling practice, and I went into private practice. And during that time when I was about to go into the private practice, I went through a period of a lot of anxiety, in the sense that I was worried. I don't know whether I'm going to have enough clients. I was anxious that I may not even earn a dollar. You know, sometimes you've got those catastrophic sort of thoughts. I feared that if I open my doors of this counseling center, no one will come and see me. And I was afraid that I don't want to do any networking. I don't want to do any sort of, like, you know, having to go to parties and then giving out cards. I can't stand that. And I say, Lord, I don't want to do that. And I was going through a lot of those thoughts, even though I sensed that the Lord was calling me 10 years ago to go into the private practice. But I had anxiety about the counseling center being successful. And Dr. Low calls it a block. He calls it a block because it has a memory file in my brain. And the memory file is a fear of financial lack, is a fear of uncertainty. It was a fear of failure. It was also a worry. And also because my parents were very poor, so at that time we were always struggling with money, and so we always have a money issue in my family of origin, and then when I got married, we have got a few challenges in finance. And so when I was about to take that big step of wanting to honor what the Lord was calling me for, all these sort of thoughts went through my mind. You see, there are a lot of memory files that needed to be deleted, or else we can carry some of these anxieties which happened to us many, many years ago in our lifetime. We can carry them into our present moment, or we can carry them into our future. Or when God speaks to us and says, I want to give you something to do, or I want to give you something bigger than you are, we kind of like say, God, you don't know me, right? I can't listen to you 100% because I really don't know if I can do it. Paul calls them the yoke of slavery. So if you look at Galatians 5:1, which you just did, Paul says is not to let yourselves be burdened again by the yoke of slavery. I find that one word in that verse in Galatians 5:1 very interesting, and that is the word again. He says, before you were a believer, you were burdened by yokes. And he says, now as a believer, you are still burdened by this yoke. Again, you are burdened by this yoke. So in other words, even though Christ has set you free, you are not experiencing any change because you are still yoked. And in Psalm 45, verse 10, in the Passion Translation, it says, now listen, daughters, sons, pay attention and forget about your past. Forget about 2020 if it's a bad year. Forget about 2019. Forget about 1996. Forget about 1950. Forget about your past. Psalm 45:10 says, it says, put behind you every attachment. That's a good word. Every attachment to the familiar, even those who once were close to you. Forget them. The attachment to the familiar. Forget your attachment to the ones who were close to you. You see, the word yoke here, and yoke, you know, we have always been talking about yokes. Yokes are actually devices or attachment that the farmer would put on the parent cow and then the baby calf, so that the baby calf can follow the direction of the parent, and then together they will follow the same pace, yoked together to plow the land. Then after a while, when they are being released from the yoke, then what the baby calf would do is they will automatically follow. Yeah. So here, Paul says, I am warning you, the attachment to some things, the attachment to some people, even though they may be close to you, the attachment to your past, the attachment to some of your experiences can be a yoke of slavery. Wow. Like circumcision in those times. It can be a yoke of slavery. You can be enslaved to certain attachments. The good news is this. If you want positive change to happen to your life, then we need to be free from some of these yokes. Because some of these yokes prevent you from enjoying the joys of freedom, prevent you from knowing that you are the Son of God, that you are entitled to enjoy love and joy and peace. You are entitled. It's your inheritance. It's the fruit of the Spirit. It is yours. But sometimes, certain attachment, certain yokes can prevent us from experiencing some of those godly emotions. Some yokes can even prevent us from knowing the happiness and the security in Christ, from experiencing the layers of liberty in Christ. I love this when I saw this in the commentary. We can have layers of liberty in Christ. Wow! Recently, I'm learning to cook a little bit, and my niece's boyfriend said, some chefs' cooking are very good because they got layers to them. Whoa, very powerful explanation, huh? We want to experience the layers of freedom in Christ. And we can if we are not yoked to things which are not healthy, to things which are not godly. And so we need to ask ourselves, what are we yoked to? Who are we yoked to? Who is having our allegiance? Who are we listening to? Who are we attached to? Are we freeing ourselves in the Lord to do what we really ought to do? And if the answer is no, I've got good news again. We have got the delete button from the Bible telling us that the Lord Jesus can be the eraser. The Lord Jesus can be the eradicator. He can be the one who deletes our past. He says to forget our past, forget the former things. Who is the one who has the power to do that? The Lord Jesus Christ has the power to do that. But we are given the ability to take a step. And so I took a step, and with Dr. Low's guidance, I prayed the LG2 prayer. What is the LG2 prayer? LG stands for, life's good. Yeah. Or letting go and letting God. So life's good when you let go of your emotional attachments that yoked you, preventing you from the life of Christ, from the freedom of Christ, and then letting God bring layers and layers, increasing layers of liberty into your life. And so I prayed the LG2 prayer. I said, Lord, I'm sorry that I'm fearful of lack. I'm sorry that I'm fearful of uncertainty, and I'm worried about the future of this counseling center which you have called me to. I'm also afraid of failure, and I worry that I won't have enough clients to sustain the practice. I'm anxious, and I fear that no one will come and see me, and then I don't want to do a lot of networking, which I don't enjoy. Please forgive me for feeling this way, even though I've heard from you that this is the right path to take. You have given me the call 10 years ago. I love you, and I know you love me more. All the emotional attachment to these issues are resolved in Jesus' name. Okay, very simple, very simple. So you find out all the yokes, all the attachments, things that are in your life which you find is hampering you from the freedom in Christ, and then you ask the Lord for forgiveness, identify what are those things that are making you feel this way, give them all to the Lord, ask the Lord for forgiveness, tell the Lord, Lord, I love you, and then tell yourself, but He loves you more, and then all your attachment to those issues are resolved in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. When you are able to identify the memory file and be able to ask God for forgiveness, then you can be set free from the yoke of slavery, and then you can enter into God's new freedom. See, if we want to grow in Christ, or we call Christian growth, we need to be continually cleansed from every defilement of body and spirit and make holiness perfect in the fear of God. That's found in 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 1. 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 1. You see, because our bodies and our spirits can be defiled, and we go through many years of life, and things can hit us, things can affect us. Our bodies and our spirit can be defiled, and so we need to continually cleanse ourselves. Yeah, and what better time again to start off in the new year? So it's good to look out for red flags and then to apply the LG2 prayer. So I'm going to bring you through a few red flags, and then we can see how we can ask the Lord to help us pray LG2 prayers so that we can enter into God's new freedom for us. Amen. You are set free. Hallelujah. Because of what Christ has done for us on the cross. Number one red flag when we think in terms of attachment is you won't talk about it. Now, I don't want to talk about it. You know, some of those attachments, some of those things that affect us in the past, sometimes we say, no, I don't want to talk about it, okay? Now, I am saying that there are some things in your life that probably is not so good to talk about. Maybe it's good to withdraw from some of those issues and then not talk about them because they can be taboo issues. I agree with that, yeah? I think there is wisdom in sometimes avoiding some of these issues. But here, I mean, the avoidance of this issue has an attachment to it, and if you keep repressing it, and if you keep blocking yourself from expressing it, sometimes it don't go away. It don't go away. You hope that you don't talk about it, you don't think about it, it will go away. But sometimes some of these yokes, some of these attachments don't go away, and it's affecting your present moment, and it randomly just trigger you to feel a particular emotion which may not be what God wants you to have. It's like sometimes you are very joyful and all of a sudden something triggers in your mind and you remember something, and then it makes you really sad. You don't want that. You don't want to avoid those issues because by not talking about them, by avoiding them, it is not helping. And you cannot forget about them. And the more you repress, the more you hang in. The more the script keeps circling in your head, and the more you deny it, the more you ignore it, it's like Coca-Cola, you know? Huh? The more you shake, and the more you want to shake it down and to press it down, the more the gas want to come out. And I heard of some people's cars being exploded with Coca-Cola. Why? Because the gas inside cannot be ignored anymore, and it comes splitting all over your car. Some things cannot be avoided. Some things, if you don't talk about it, because you are fearful that you will be disapproved or criticized or ridiculed, it is not going to help you. It's going to curb the very freedom that God wants to set you free for. And one of the best things in the church is that we have a community that we can disclose our thoughts and our feelings to, and they are being listened to. In fact, I would pray that the church will learn to listen even more. We are already listening, very good, but we want to have many layers of listening skills. We want to be able to even listen more. We are thankful that the church has a community that can listen to some of those things which are yokes from the past, which when we share, we are liberated. That's why James 5:16 says, confess your faults and sins one to another, pray for one another that you may be healed, that you may be healed. And in a watch night service, if you were there on the 31st of December last year, we see how God helped a lot of sisters and brothers maneuver through a lot of tight spots. You know, we have got challenges in a year, but we maneuver through some of the tight spots. And I didn't ask permission from these people I'm going to mention, but I'm sure you don't mind because whatever you said on the 31st of December is public anyway. Whew. You know, Sharon, you talked about having nothing to do, right? And that it is really hard for you to rest. And Pastor Stuart, you talk about the same sentiments with Sharon as well, that it's really hard to sit still and not do anything. And we all share our hearts, you know, it's so good, huh? We don't repress it, we don't avoid it. There are people listening and we share our hearts. Edna, Rajiv, Welner, you were sharing some health threats last year that messed up your emotions, you know. We were so able to share because we were so willing to listen. Many other brothers and sisters, you shared your heart as well. We don't have to repress all our emotions, all our stories. We don't have to repress it. We can come to church and we can bring them up and we can deal with them as we share them. Confess your faults one to another and you will be healed. Just talking about them, you will be healed. That's why I'm kept so happy, really, because I can come to church and I tell you some of the things I'm going through, and then I go back feeling liberated. And some of you, you come with all the heavy burdens, you come, and then you share with some people in the church, and then you go back, you feel light. Huh? But some of you still carry back, I don't know why. Because our family lives, we have so many, sometimes distress, especially migrant families. We have got so much to cope with. Some of us have young children. Ooh, hard to keep up with young energy. Some of us have teenagers, really hard to understand the turbulence in their lives. We have got grown-up children. We have so many things. But the good news is we can now learn to pray LG2 prayers with others. And we can also get others to pray LG2 prayers with us. And I'm praying that this year, you will make it your goal to go to prayer meeting on Wednesday so that in prayer, when you have difficult emotions, you can actually express those complex emotions in prayer, and then you are able to release those things to the Lord and then release it to the community of people who are praying, and then you get your release and you get your liberty. And also, you can approach people who are reliable, who are trustworthy, who are prayerful, and ask them to pray LG2 prayers for you. Share with them what they are going through and ask them to pray for you so that you are able to have your freedom in the Lord. I would also recommend that you keep an active prayer life, not just a prayerful life in the community, but also your own prayer life where you can make agreements with God. You can make plans with God so that you can assess the freedom that God promises you. I would recommend really that we use the LG2 prayer so that when we encounter blocks or barriers in our lives, that we are able to ask God to forgive and let go, and for us to detach from some of these yokes that have been hampering us in our freedom, and then be able to go through our spiritual life with the ease that God tells us He's giving us, with the lightness that God tells us that He's going to give us. I remembered, and this one I wrote optional, because got time then share, no time cannot share. Now can share. Right? You know, sometimes we have a lot of yokes and a lot of attachments and we don't know, and then it takes something to trigger. And there was one time we were in New Zealand and we were going up Mount Wellington. And Henry wanted me to go because he said he wanted me to enjoy the top of the world experience. I said, okay, I went. When we went up the, New Zealand. Ooh, sorry, didn't appreciate the location that you brought me to. It was Tasmania. And when we were going up the Mount Wellington in Tasmania, Henry was so happy and he was reaching out his hands to heaven. He was catching the wind, and I was terrified. I was very terrified because it was the top of the world. The winds were blowing, and I thought I saw the tower in that place, like, shaking in the wind. And I tell you what, I was catastrophizing because I have an attachment to fear. Because my father would always say, don't take risks, don't do these sort of things. And when I was there, he was enjoying himself, but I was terrified. You see, sometimes yokes like this, attachment like this, can prevent you from enjoying an experience. We need the Lord to set us free, right? And we need the Lord to help us make good decisions. Maybe in this case, I shouldn't go to too many mountains. Yeah, don't make too many decisions to go to too many mountains. Take note, right? But also, maybe it's for me to confront and not avoid praying LG2 prayers to free myself from some of the attachments that can potentially ruin my freedom. There are some things in your lives God wants you to really enjoy. There are some godly emotions God wants you to have. But sometimes because of some of the yokes, some of the attachments to things which are not very healthy and not very godly, we carry them into our present life. The good news is you don't have to let this affect your future life anymore. Let the Lord set you free. You pray your prayers and ask the Lord to set you free so that 2021 will become a year when you don't avoid anymore. You take responsibility to deal with some of those things, because freedom to enjoy the Lord, the joyful relationship with the Lord, the free relationship with the Lord comes when we are free from some of the yokes that can limit us. Amen? Amen. The second red flag, and we need to take care that we are not emotionally attached to things in the past or some of the yokes we are carrying, is you constantly feel limited in some way. You just don't know why, but you just feel limited in some way. People talk about laughing at a particular decibel. You can't. You feel limited. You can't laugh like that. Or you can't play spontaneously as some people. You feel limited in some way. There's always something that you can't enjoy. This is a red flag. And this is something you need to ask yourself. Is there something there that you want the Lord to help you be freed from? You see, when you don't experience the freedom in your ability, then no matter what faith messages are given to you, no matter how much fuel is put into your tank, you're not going to ignite the engine, because you don't feel the freedom in your ability because assignments become challenging and you just don't feel competent enough. Sometimes it's something blocking you from your abilities, but you don't know what. Yeah? And it's time to engage LG2 prayers to realize that your competence comes from God. If you read 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 5, Bible tells us that competence comes from God. So if you feel like you're always not competent, you don't have the ability, your abilities are always, you know, half of what everybody has, and you just can't reach your own potential, like you set for yourself a goal, but you can never reach it. Well, the Bible tells us in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 5, he says, competence comes from God. And that if you lack wisdom, you ask from God. Yeah? And God will give it to you. So I'm thankful that in 2021, we can engage LG to prayer. We can let go of our yokes, let go of some of our perception of ourselves that we are always not able to achieve to a particular degree, let go of them, and let God begin to show us what we can do. I want to share with you, when I first came to Perth, and even now, you know, I still get a little bit nervous about cooking. Cooking continually creates anxiety and worry for me. It's a high challenge, because I always think I don't have that many abilities in this area. So I remember when I first came, 1996, I remembered when we have a picnic. Wow, everybody was very happy in the church. Wow, oh, a lot of you brought your picnic baskets. Wow, and you whip out all your wonderful dishes. And I just made some sandwiches, which I didn't even dare take out from my basket. I didn't hear about this LG to prayer. I did ask the Lord to empower me. Every dish I cook, every meal I cook, I always pray. I say, God, this is not so nice, but you can make it nicer. I don't know whether this is okay or not, but can you make the people who are tasting it just enjoy it like multiple times? You know, I always pray like that. But I didn't pray the LG to prayer. And it's interesting, right? It is the Lord that set us free. And I begin to, if I had to pray the LG2 prayer then I would pray this prayer. And I'm revealing something of myself. I would say, Lord, I'm sorry that I'm ashamed of my lack of cooking skills because I compare myself unfavorably with my mom and my grandma. Some of us are there. Okay? But I did. When I first came and even sometimes sporadically, I do compare myself. And I do compare myself unfavorably with my mom and my grandma. Mom can cook. Grandma can cook. Their food is always yummy. In my mind, they can cook and I can't cook. I only got to pluck the bean sprouts. I only got to separate the white rice from the other rice for dumplings. I'm always chef's assistant. And I thought to myself, Lord, I must have been incompetent as mom and grandma never got me to cook a dish. And if I make my LG2 prayer, I would pray, please, O Lord, forgive me for feeling this way. I love you and you love me more. And all the emotional attachments to these issues of shame, all the emotional attachment because I keep comparing myself with my mom and my grandma are resolved today in Jesus' name. See, change comes when I'm able to identify the memory files about cooking and ask God for forgiveness and ask God to help me terminate that attachment with that sense of incompetence, and then I can enjoy the freedom of God. Change comes when you make a choice. Pastor Stewart made a choice. Even though he doesn't like to sit still, he made a choice. He began to make a choice to cycle. Now he's got his new bike. Wow, 30 kilometers. Okay, huh? Right. He made a choice. Rajesh made a choice. Welna made a choice. Edna made a choice.
to trust God.
Yeah,
we have health threats, but we are going to trust God. Sharon, you made a choice. You made a choice to rest in God. You said it was tough, but you're making a choice to rest in God. I made a choice that as a mother and a housewife, I need to cook because it's too expensive to eat outside, huh? Okay? And I need to make a choice. So when you make a choice and you keep repeating the thing that you need to do, you get better. So what you need to do is whenever you are reminded of those yokes and all those attachments that are hampering you from being free, you keep repeating those prayers. Oh God, I'm so sorry. Please forgive me. Again, Lord, I'm comparing with my mom and my grandma. I'm so sorry, Lord. I love you, Lord, and I know you love me, man. All these attachments with my mom and grandma's cooking, they are good. I will enjoy them. But hey, Lord, those are their food. This is my food. Oh dear Lord, I'm not attached to those emotional yokes that make me feel bad about myself in Jesus' name. Amen. Repeat it. Keep repeating it. And at the practical level, you need to keep cooking. You need to keep doing your Zoom. You got to keep doing whatever skill that you are called to do. Drive. I don't know what you climb. I don't know what you are meant to do. Learn a language. Whatever God has called you to do, you keep doing it. Because when you keep doing it, your brain will begin to form a network and begin to build a circuit that indeed you are capable. Indeed, you are able to do something. Indeed, you are competent. Practice makes perfect. In fact, if you do 10,000 hours of repeated whatever, all right, so it's cooking or learning the Zoom. If you take 10,000 hours to learn up your Zoom, you will become an expert. That's what the experts say. 7 years. If you can keep yourself at a particular something for 7 years, 10,000 hours, you'll become an expert. You just keep doing it until you become an expert. So a lot of you, how many of you are here in Perth for more than 7 years? You are expert migrants. You have the ability to share things with people who are new, who are not expert. You're already expert because you already practiced 10,000 hours already of being the migrant. You know which coals to go to? You know which coals has the cheaper food? Expert! Don't be shy, all right? Share with new people what they can learn to be able to live in this beautiful place. And just follow through. Right, repeat and just follow through. Whatever God is saying to you, follow through. Let Him lead you to green pastures. Let Him lead you to a spacious place. God loves us. God delivers us. God delights in us. And God loves to let you share His dream. God loves for us to dream with Him. And so God loves to show us that we can be competent when we ask Him to. If you lack wisdom, God says you can ask of Him. So I pray that you will not let this red flag that you just don't know how to do certain things well. You always hit the ceiling. You always can't do anything well. Don't repeat that script anymore. 2021 is the time you realize that God wants to dream with you. And God wants to give you the competence that you need. I don't know what area of competence you need. Maybe not cooking. Maybe something else. God wants to give you the competence to be able to do it well. If you're a mother-in-law, God wants to make you, who? Expert mother-in-law. How many of you have been mother-in-law for 7 years? Expert already. Wow. How many of you have been grandfather for 7 years already? Expert grandfathers here. Don't be shy anymore. Ask the Lord, Lord, let me dream with you how I can be that grandfather, that mother-in-law, that girlfriend, that boyfriend, that child that is able to enter into the layers of freedom that you have promised me. And I believe that as we begin to let go of those attachments and begin to let go, because they're not helpful. Those memory files are not helpful to us. Let them go. Those attachments to certain people are not helpful. There are certain people that are helpful to you. You know, when I first came here and God told me to forget my father's house, Psalms 45, God gave me the scripture. because I was in ungodly emotion. I was pining for family in Singapore. I was sad. I was always walking the river, you know. Every day I would walk the river for 2 years until finally God has enough of walking with me to the river. And God showed me Psalm 45 and God says, forget your father's house. Whoa! No, he's not asking me to terminate my relationship. No. He's saying to let go of those attachments, of those memories that are preventing you from enjoying your present moment. But actually, there's a catch in the verse after. God says, I'm enthralled by your beauty. Okay, I'll do it for you. Since you are captivated for my beauty, okay, I'll do it for you. I'll forget my father's house. God wants us to be free from yokes and attachments that are preventing you from entering into the potential that God wants you to have. God wants you to be free, let go of those attachments so that you are able to dream with God and to let God indwell you so much that you will have the, not duty of service, but you will have the joy of service. Some of us, we have got only duty, but God wants to set you free. God wants to free you to be able to enjoy your service, enjoy your prayer life, enjoy your life at home. God wants to set you free. And if there are yokes in our lives that are preventing us, let go, let go. Let go more in 2021. Let God more, let God in more in 2021. And D.L. Moody says this. He says, let God have your life. He can do more with it than you can. All right, so I pray that this message will encourage you to let go of fear or past failures or attachments that are not healthy. Let go of them, whatever is preventing you from loving what you ought to do. And delete all those memory files that are not very productive. And begin to let God be your allegiance. Let God be your vine dresser. Let God be your gardener. Let God be your attachment. Attach yourself to Him even more in 2021. Don't be intimidated by the red flags in your life. Those red flags are signals to say, get going, do something about it. Do something about it. Do something about letting God take you on this journey of change in 2021 where He shares His dreams with you. We are in this position of great reset and also a great recovery of not just the economy. I believe that we need to be recovering from our soul part of us so that we can become increasingly transformed and change into the image of God. Amen? Amen. I pray for you that indeed today you will be set free. Hallelujah. And that God has got more space in your life to work in. Amen. Worship team, would you come forward? As we fill this time with worship and surrender and dedication and commitment to say, oh dear God, whatever that is in my life that you think is an attachment that is of no use, oh God, please don't let me just store it in my body and in my spirit because it's not helping. Please remove them. Lord, I ask for forgiveness, and I know you love me more than I can love you, and I'm not going to let these attachments be hampering me in my walk with the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.